Couldn't have picked a better song than "You Raise Me Up." From the first time I heard that song, you're not going to believe this, but God raised me up. He did exactly what that song says. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather in your name. So, Father, we just sit here for just a second and say, Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. You are our Father. And there is no other Father. You're it. And Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to share your word and to explore what you want us to see clearer. And so, Father, I just pray that everyone have ears to hear what the Spirit of truth would say. Let me be a subject unto the Spirit of truth, that everything that flows out of my mouth and through my whole heart, let the blood of Jesus reign supreme within this word, that we know, that we know, that we know. You're on the throne. You haven't vacated it. There's nothing that's beyond your control, and you hold all the plans of our lives and this world in your hands. So, Father, we just look to you and none other, but, Father, we say, Lord, we encourage one another in Jesus Christ this morning to look to God, hear his word, obey his word, and he'll move within your life. In Jesus' name we pray. And they all said, I usually don't do this, but there's a lot of things I usually don't do. I want to read a poem to you. I'm going to go slow. But the title of it is Reasons for Joy. And it says you have to focus on what is said here. You have a ticket to heaven no thief can take, an eternal home no divorce can break. Every sin of your life has been cast to the sea. Every mistake you made is nailed to a tree. Your blood bought and heaven made, a child of God forever saved. So be grateful, joyful, for isn't it true? What you don't have is much less than what you do. I always tell people everything's dependent on how you look at it. Well, I pray that your natural vision go blind, because we need to be awakened by the Spirit that we see the complete truth. When Jesus began to leave this earth, he said, I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to leave you. But I'm going to send you one that will lead you into all truth. You heard amen out there? Because I taught him what all is. All is all. Amen? Amen. Okay. Now, Brother Mike, I don't think he knows this, but actually I'm a copycat. That means I'm going to talk about what he talked about, but I'm not going to talk about three different areas. I'm only going to talk about two. Actually, I just lied to you. I am going to talk about three, but not the same ones. Okay? You know, I got in a discussion the other day. Someone was saying, well, what Bible do you teach out of? You better say King James, or you're going to be in an argument. This lady in the fifth chapter of Mark, the 25th verse, I'm going to actually go through to the 34th. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had, and was, it says, nothing better in the King James, but rather grew worse. Otherwise, she did not improve. She did not improve. It says, when she had heard, now this is important. This is where I want to get you to. It's important to hear about Jesus. Now I'm going to step out on faith here and say everyone in this room has heard about Jesus. The reason you're here is because you heard about Jesus. And when you heard about him, you decided to do something about what you heard. Well, anyway, this woman had heard of Jesus, came in and pressed behind and touched his garment. Now, this is where the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. She had heard about him. And I tell you, she had heard miracles about him. And she said, if my eye but touch his hem, his clothes, I will be made whole. I want to tell you, when she heard about him, when you hear about God and you do something, and her something was she moved toward him to press up against him. Because she had already said the word of life had already came out of her mouth. If I can but touch to him, his clothing, I'll be made whole. God went by the spoken word that came out and proceeded out of her mouth. I am the great I am. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she fell in her body. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Now see, I visualize this. Jesus walking the earth, and I'm looking at you guys saying, "Jesus walking the earth, Jesus walking the earth, you are Jesus walking this earth today. Are you a believer? Whosoever? Are you the whosoever?" Okay. Listen to this. It says, "And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest this multitude thronging against thee, and sayest, Who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her, that she had this thing that she had done. And it says, "But the woman fearing and trembling." Boy, wouldn't it be nice to be in the presence of God where we would be trembling and fearing? You know, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Anyway, it says, "And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Did she receive what she had spoken out? Amen? Okay. I'm going to try to sing a song, and I want you to sing it with me. I got a lot more to say, but I want you to sing it with me. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Now, I had to sing that. I'm going to change that word, Kurt. I had the opportunity to sing that because the Lord had given me a word for Debbie Brown, Rosa Lee, and for Sean. If you'll but raise your hands and reach out and touch the Lord, everything that's bothered you for the past years, things that you can't control, things that you can't do, God will do in you this day, saith the Lord. This very moment, you no longer have to suffer no more or go through agony of not seeing or not knowing. God is at work. He's on work on our behalf, and he knows what he's doing. He will perform that which we lay at his feet. He's an amazing God. He's an awesome God. He'll do all that we asked and more. But if we'll just, let me have the congregation just raise your hands for a minute. Father, you see these hands right now. We come to you in one. For he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. And Father, we ask that the one spirit of God reign supreme within every body that's in here, Lord. Spirit, soul, and mind. Have your way, have your way, have your way. And whether you know it or not, we're all saying amen because we agree on that. Amen. 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 Woo, glory. Now, if your kids start saying, woo, glory, you'll know that I've been saying that to them. Anyway, okay. Where in the world did they get that? Well, anyway, same place I got it. So the next thing I was going to read to you is in chapter 5 of, wait a minute, let me get it right here. That ain't right. Sorry. Okay. Actually, it is chapter 5. Chapter 5 of John, the Gospel of John, with which Christ heals an impotent man. Now listen to what he says here. I'm going to slow down. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. First of all, I didn't tell him, did I, Kurt? There is an appointed time unto everyone in here. That's the name of my sermon. That's why I said I didn't say that. We have an appointed time. God has an appointed time in our life that he wants to bless us in a certain way. But you know, God don't waste his word. His word declares that his word won't return void. Another word for void is empty. That's how I see it. It won't return empty. But it will go out and do what it's set forth to do. A lot of times we don't know what it's set forth to do. But God let it happen to every one of us. It says, but now, this word is a now word. In these lay a great multitude of an impotent folk and blind and halt and withered and waiting for the moving of the Spirit or moving of the water. We need to get into a place when we're dealing with God that we come to a place of waiting. Now, I know as growing up, waiting wasn't a good thing for me. I thought the faster, the better. The quicker you got there, the better you were. If you do that on a highway, you'll probably be getting pulled over and saying, no, that's not true. And if you disagree with them, you're probably going to get a ticket and say, now they're trying to prove it's true. But we need to go slow. So there's a lot of things about waiting on the Lord. For an angel, it says, waiting for the moving of the water. It says, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then was first after the troubling of the water stepped in, was made whole for whatever disease he had. Now it's getting to this certain man. Now there's an appointed time for this certain man to be seen of God. By the way, I'm going to stop on that story and tell you, he was 38 years he had laid there. And the Holy Spirit started dealing with me. How old was the man standing in front of him and asking him if he would be made whole? How old was he? He was 5 to 6 years younger than that man that had been there for 38 years. I'm talking about Jesus. Younger than that. So as I was reading this, and Jesus saw him lying there, knew how long a time he had been in that case, in that place, and he says, wilt thou be made whole? And then, you know what? You know the Lord knows the answer before he asked the question. He already knew the answer, but he wanted the man to have a time to know who he was talking to. You ever talk with the Lord? The slower you talk to the Lord, the more you know it's the Lord. Because he'll tell you to do stuff and go places that you're going, what's this about? I want to tell you what it's about. I'll stop right here and say this to you. It's about God being high and lifted up in our presence. It's about God being high and lifted up in his train filling the temple. High temple. He wants to fill us all. But he also wants to fill everyone that hasn't seen him yet. Now, here's what the man said. Answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I was coming down, another stepped down before me. What Jesus wanted to hear was no man. This whole story is not about a man. It's about the glory of God. What he's going to get ready to do. He who troubled the water is speaking to him right into his face. He's speaking to him. The one that troubles the water is speaking to him right there. So when God talks to you, he wants you to know it's not what man says. It's what the Word of God says. It's who God is and how he presents himself. And it says, Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And here's another one. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked on the same day, and it was of the Sabbath. Why was that put in there? I tell you, it was put in there so you'll know healing's okay on the Sabbath. Hey, believing's okay on the Sabbath. Believing God for his word, it's okay on the Sabbath. Anyway, I wanted to go to one more. Oh, my goodness. You ever heard of Job? Say yes, even though you don't want me to talk about it. You ever heard of Job? Yes. I knew you didn't want me to talk about that. Job talks about an appointed time. Maybe you knew where I'm going. That's why you don't want me to talk about it. Anyway, Job talks about an appointed time for man to be upon the earth. But that time is also a time of service. Jesus did not come to be served. He came to serve. You know, a lot of people say, well, he served man. I said, no, he didn't. I said, if he served man, he'd have failed. Remember what Peter said? Surely he won't do that. He's talking about, you know, getting ready to be transformed and going to the grave and going to the crucified and all that. What did he say to Peter? Besides, upon the truth that he spoke would be the rock, but within a few verses he said, get behind me, Satan, because you prefer the thing of man other than God. Jesus knew why he was sent. Amen? He was sent for you and me. But on this appointed time, God has set us into a place to where we know that we know that we know it's all about God. There's another song that we're going to sing. I started to say we're going to try to sing. Oh, my trying is failing, but God's is okay. Amen? Okay. And I'm not sure. Actually I am. If you've been here at any amount of time, you've heard Oscar say that this church was actually formed on this scripture. So I'm going to Isaiah 40, 28, 29, 30, and 31. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord, renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. God wants to teach every one of us to wait. Because he wants to bless us abundantly, more than we can ever imagine. in his presence, there's fullness of joy. I don't mean the joy that can be taken. I mean the joy that remains. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. How do we get in his presence? We go to all-night prayer meetings. We go get in the closet and we shut the door behind us. And we start getting on our knees and we start praying to the Father who's right there with us in that room. And then all of a sudden it gets real warm. That's just the kind of glory filling that room right there with you. You're in his presence and he's in yours. And you know what? There's no hurry to get out. You've never been in a hurry to go to work, to go somewhere else. When you're in his presence, don't be in no hurry. He wants you to wait. And in waiting, we will all fulfill what he has prepared for us to do in this world. We will be his children, will be his sons and daughters who brings God to their who brings glory to their Father. And we'll start singing, glory, hallelujah. And it won't be in a timid way. We'll shout from the mountaintops. We'll shout from the rooftops. Glory be to God in the highest. And his highest is right here. Because he come to take a home in you. This building's just a building. But that right there dwells everything that God ever made. In him we move, we breathe, and have our being. And I was telling the kids this morning, all things were made by him and for him, and without him was anything made. Oscar, I remember him saying, he said, including those chairs that you're sitting in. If he didn't make those chairs, you'd be sitting on the floor. God created it all. And once again, as the kids already heard me say this, how much is all? Boy, I must have sounded, made you guys go to sleep. Oh, my God. Woo, glory. I should have been down there shouting a little bit more. Anyway, so, Father, we just ask, Lord, that you have your way in our lives, that we set aside everything that we would stumble on, and, Father, say, be gone in the name of Jesus. So, Father, right now, Lord, we pray for Sean's wife, that captivity be broken, the chains fall off, and there is no power other than the name of Jesus. And in you, Father, we know that you are, Lord, the liberator of all of us. So, Father, whom the Spirit has set free, grab hold of Sean's wife and her family, Lord, and set them free. And, Father, we'll continue. We're already giving you the glory. It's all about you receiving the glory beforehand, God. Calling those things that aren't as though they are. Be glorified. Be ye glorified this day. Father, today is October the 8th. I know you don't need me to tell you that, but some of them that are listening, Lord, and Kurt and Forum told me before, and I keep on getting confused. I think it's on the internet, if that's right. Is that right, Kurt? Well, okay. But let them listen and hear the voice of the Lord so they follow no other. And they all said, amen, amen, and amen. Well, you guys can slowly walk out of here.